All right, post-game wrap time. Dave and Javi over here on the radio side with John. And Javi, I'll start with you. That was just a terrific, terrific game. That's one of the best games in a, for me, just fun games to watch and be a part of. I loved every minute of it.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, 40,000 fans, it's nice to see that down here. It's really been like that for this whole road trip so far. Playing in front of big crowds, you get a lot of energy off of that. And the Giants, you could, the Giants travel well here. And you could finally hear their fans a little bit towards the end. But what a game. I mean, Alex Wood, I give him a lot of credit. Just going out, not allowing a leadoff runner to get on base. Got those first outs. Cruises like he normally does that first time through a road, an order. Second time, got to some full counts, but didn't give in. Didn't walk anybody. Got the outs. Passed it along. I mean, there were some hard hit balls and whatnot, but there was good defense all across. Padres made some plays. Giants made a lot more of them. I mean, just a well-played ball game. I mean, one run in a big league game and have that, you scored in the fourth and you have it last for an entire nine innings, that is not easy. And the Giants did that tonight.
And two plays, well, two moments that I'll remember for a long time. The relay, you referenced it there. Just as good as it gets. That's as good as you can do it, and it had to be 100% perfect. They got him by an inch, and they got him out, and it saved the game. And then the final pitch of the game, which was 103 miles an hour from Camilo Doval, who just blew through Soto and Machado and Josh Bell, and maybe the most impressive pitch he's ever thrown. And he's thrown a lot of good ones, but I won't forget those two.
We had Joey Bart do the radio interview, and I asked him, I says, it seemed like he was throwing mostly those sinkers. And he said, yeah, he just really has come into that pitch now. And he just, it's a, just a devastating pitch and really tough to hit. So he wants to throw it, so let's just keep throwing it. But then at the end, he sort of changed his mind on that and said, I'd like to rather throw maybe a cutter, which at 103 is like also pretty tough to hit. So
I just saw that. Now that you mentioned it, that it was a cutter. We thought it was a fastball initially looking at it, but it's the hardest cutter ever recorded.
Wow.
History tonight.
History. You just saw it.
So that's when you see a performance like that. And Bart has known him. They were in the minor leagues together for a few years. And he's just so excited just to see the way Doval has been developing from the guy that he first saw who had so little experience and so raw. So this is really exciting, though, to see him. Against those guys, I mean, that's a disaster in the making. You have to... A one-run lead, you have to face those guys, and the best they could do was a ground ball to second and a soft liner to short. That was it. So pretty good.
I mean, I don't think it could get tougher than Juan Soto to lead off the ninth inning of a one-run game. I don't think right now I guess Aaron Judge, the way he's swinging it. But
yeah, but just how you described it, he's not going to go outside of the zone.
He will not chase.
He's not a chasing guy. Yeah, you got to get him. And he did.
Got to get him with Machado up next.
Yeah. What a game. Great win for the Giants. They've won three in a row. We'll pick some players right after this.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Okay, post-game wrap part two. We're going to pick players of the game after a 1-0 Giants win. John, would you like to pick a player first?
Well, he did the interview with us and was nice enough to do that. And he really gives you thoughtful answers and really analyzes all the things that we're talking. Most of it we're talking about that play at the plate, of course. But so I'm going with Joey Bart. Crawford made a great throw, and he gave all the credit to Crawford, but deservedly so. But that's a one-handed catch and an immediate sort of a drop tag, one-handed. He didn't have time for anything else, and he just did it flawlessly. I just thought that was a great play. And I asked him about it. He just said, well, you know, you get drills, and you're taught to do this, do that. But in the moment, you just try to do whatever needs to be done to make the play in that moment. And there, you know, there's no time to think it through or to try to do anything else. That was the only way to play it. So, but it gave a very thoughtful answer to it as well. So,
what's a Georgia Tech education?
Who knew? Such an intellectual catcher. Yeah. So, anyway, I'm going with Joey Bart.
Yeah, he should get a lot of credit tonight.
I love that. I think that's a great pick. And plus, he had to give the guy a lane. We were kind of talking about that. You saw it come up in two games yesterday, where, you know, Rocco Baldelli and the Twins end up losing because a catcher puts a knee down and blocks, and they review it, and the guy didn't give him a lane. Like, he had to play it the way he did, or else he, you know, quite possibly the review is the other way because he blocks the play.
Well, that's a good point. Excellent
point. Great job by Joey.
Yeah.
I would imagine, we'll have to ask the Giants, I bet that around big league clubhouses today, after those two plays yesterday, I bet there was a little refresher, like, hey, let's just remember that maybe they're going to start calling it. Maybe they're emphasizing it now. Can't block him off. Might get called for it. So.
All right. That's good.
Good pick. Javi, who you taking?
I'm taking Estrada. I just like his at-bats right now. I like the way he's playing. It's an you miss him, and now it's nice to have him back. But I thought in Oakland as well, but even here, two strike at-bats. He's okay. He's comfortable with it. He gets a big sack fly, and then he gets a big knock with two strikes again off Hader. Like, and he had a base. Base was stolen. You know, Joey takes a swing. It's hard not to swing at Hader, but he's feeling good. Legs are feeling good. Everything's good. He's comfortable at the plate. You never know how long that's going to take after you get hit in the head. He seems to be just fine. And big 4-6-3 double play late in the ball game. And I just, you know, he's playing well. And I think I like what I'm seeing out of Estrada, not only defensively, but his at-bats, really, after just getting hit in the head. He just looks like he hadn't skipped the beat, really.
Good point.
No, that's really
– not.
And maybe for the rest of his body, it's a difficult way to do it, but just to have a few days like that, because he's been playing every day, and not always just at second, and, I mean, running the bases. He's just been playing hard and doing everything for the Giants, so – maybe he's got a little fresh once he recovered from that concussion. So.
Could be. And he got to enjoy it for 2 days and then jammed his knee in the dirt there on that and limped around. For in this game, you don't stay fresh for that long, but I bet he was feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Good pick. Well, look, I mean, we've talked about Doval, and he should get a lot of credit. But the guy who pitched the Giants to the win today was Alex Wood. Alex Wood was just fantastic. I thought that was one of the best starts he's had as a Giant. And against this lineup, the Padres have Machado. They've got Bell. They've got Profar's been swinging the bat great. They have weapons from the right side. It's not an easy lineup for a lefty. And he was just – it was strike one from the outset. He never walked anybody. He hit one batter, set the tone for the whole game, and got the Giants into the seventh inning. Their bullpen's – well, it's gassed. I mean, they're trying, but the bullpen's been worked so hard all year. They need starts like that, and I thought he was great. So he's my guy.
He was great.
2.5 hits. Can't give Soto that.
No, he gets a half hit. That's
a half hit.
That's what I – so check swing hit. Come on.
2.5 hits and seven innings. That's awesome. Awesome job.
Alex Wood. At least intend to hit the ball.
Correct,
We're going to give you a full hit on it,
All right, what's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Well, every game's huge for the Giants because they've dug themselves a big hole, but they're starting to dig out of it. And I'll tell you what, if you win tomorrow, that Wednesday game, the Padres start to grip a little bit. I mean, what are the Giants now? 4.5 behind San Diego? Something like that.
6.5 coming in, right?
Oh, so five and a half now?
Yeah, 5.5. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's one closer than you were.
Yeah. And pick up another game tomorrow and make them think about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Here we go. So Alex Cobb against Joe Musgrove. Another really good pitching matchup.
And they made this blockbuster trade, more of a blockbuster than anybody even thought it might be, and they've lost 5 in a row now.
They're 1-5 since they made the trade.
Yeah.
Hmm. Starting to think about it a little bit.
I'm telling you, it takes time. You make a move like that, it takes time sometimes.
Whole new faces.
Yeah.
Well, at least take another few days, Padres. We'll see. Tomorrow, what's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. All right, we'll have the highlights right after this.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.